Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all ready?
Children, fair to middle, and I hope, and I am doing the same.
Thank you so very much for joining me, listening audience. I'd like to welcome those newcomers and say Habari Ghani, what's up? And for my old friends, I like to say Ajuba, blessings down to the third generation. You are special, and you are definitely welcome and thankful. I'm so thankful that you're coming to join me this evening. Once again, I'd like to thank you, and I'm going to get a drum roll. Can I get a drum roll from the audience? Can I get a drum roll back there, please? Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to welcome you to the Kettle Reef Room. You have featured the initiate, the principle of initiation, right here in the Kettle Reef Room. Take your places and get ready so that we can get ready for the talking cure. And we know it is our responsibility to come in this room on a day-to-day basis. And we'd like to thank the Creator for giving us that power, the power of faith. Those drums so well that they almost talk to you. I know they do because they call me to prayer. They talk to me all the time. But we are listening to station identification right now. It is the power of faith. Join me, ladies and gentlemen, as I go to commercial and listen to the power of faith.
Every day, from the moment I faith in our hearts when it seems that our lives are falling apart. Dreams from the night follow me when I rise, and my fears bring tears to my eyes. Will our hope be realized? Will our children they see freedom in their
Before we get ready to go into our talking cure and do our purification, I want to let you know the topic this evening is the physical observance for the initiates. This is stage four. And we're talking about the training of the initiate for properly caring for the life forces. And we're talking about looking at the different modalities. What I want to do is lay a foundation for you and give you something to think about. The reason for creation. Most of us don't realize the reason for creation, and God had a plan before he created us. Most of us don't know that. Pardon me, ladies and gentlemen. Most of us don't know that there was a plan, a design plan, I might add, and the plans of man sometimes fail, but God is the best of planners. Now, the reason for creation, it says here on page 53 in the Medinetzer 2 book, it says, why did God make the world? Is a question that has vexed many profound thinkers. Let's recall the attributes of God before the creation. The material basis of the world, which is new, is undifferentiated and it is infinite. Its energy is inert and it is enveloped by total darkness, an effect of the lack of differentiation, i.e., consciousness has nothing to perceive. Even after creating itself, the Creator says, I was alone, not born were they, not had I intimate of shoe, not had I intimate of test tube. I brought into my mouth my own name, that is to say, a word of power, and I come into being in the form of things which come into being, and I came in the form of the Creator. The being and of this quote tells the whole story. God was alone and thus had no experience. It therefore created through words of power itself, and not only as, it says, Creator, but as the things that it created. If we recall the observance that consciousness is immaterial, then we must realize that it cannot be divided or multiplied. The consciousness that dwells in living things is the one undivided consciousness of the Supreme Being. The appearance as separate and individual and indifferentiated conscious beings can be understood in the anthology of shining a light through different color windows. And the same light will come out on the other side with entirely different qualities as it shines through a yellow glass, a red glass, and so on, etc. Thus, the one consciousness comes out different as it shines through men of different makeup and dogs, horses, roses, worms, etc., of the form of things in which the Supreme Being came into being. Only one can afford it the experience of itself as God. This is man. Serious through the matter will lead to the realization that for this to occur, man must therefore possess the same attributes as the Supreme Being. Let me repeat that, ladies and gentlemen. Man must therefore possess the same attributes as the Supreme Being. Same qualities of being, although not in the same quantity. This is the crux that the essence of the Kemetic religion and a way of life. It is one of the descendant, the human vegetables and minerals and animals, the prosperities to give full manifestation to the divine self. This is the reason for studying cosmopolity. As above, so below. As God creates, so does man. Ladies and gentlemen, stand by. We're ready to get into our topic, but I want to give permission for my elders to speak so I can go on and get into the subject this evening right after we do the talking cure and go into our rituals and libation, as we call on our ancestors. You want to get those names out so we can get ready for the calling of the ancestors, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so very much. And you want to lock that phone number in at 646-478-0270. Once again, let's get ready for the talking cure. I'm going to get permission from my elder to speak now. Elder, do I have permission to speak?
Yes, by all means, you have permission to speak.
Thank you so much, Elder. And ladies and gentlemen, as I get ready for the libation, I'm going to see if Baba has a libation ready. Baba, is the libation ready?
It's ready.
Thank you very much. Begin the process. Libation. I pour libations to the north. I pour libations to the south. I pour libations to the west. Libations to the east, and we pour libations to the ground. And it's not for those that are not here, it is to fertilize the ground, to get the ground ready for the word to fall upon the soil. We do not want the word to fall upon stony ground, but upon ground that is fertile, so it can take heed and spring up and grow. Father, is the libation complete?
Yes, please.
Thank you so very much. Ladies and gentlemen, we've been given the go-ahead to stand on holy ground. If you will stand with me as we get ready to go into the sanctuary and quieting your spirit, breathing in the oxygen of purity, pure essence, God's essence. We know that we have the essence of God, not in the magnitude, but in the same force. Breathe in positivity, breathe out negativity. Breathe in consciousness, breathe out ignorance. Breathing in, saying the only word that makes the sound of God's name. Ah. Ah. Breathing in, chanting the word ah. Allowing God to permeate your consciousness, bringing you into the fold of the ancestors. Allowing you to let God minister to you and through you. Just let go and let your higher self minister to you, telling you what you need, allowing your vibrations to penetrate across the airwaves, touching those who are in need.
allowing your mind to accept that which is good, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are pure, and whatsoever things be of a good report, think on those things. Not allowing your mind to travel, not allowing your mind to race, but to relax in consciousness, allowing yourself to go into a trance naturally, breathing in God and allowing yourself to exhale deep confusion and frustration. Knowing that God is all, and all that you need is in God. Knowing that God will manifest himself in your life, and he will watch over his word to perfect it. God said too, call him at his word. Call him at his word and remind him of the promises that he has given to you. His promises are yea and not nay. Call him to his word. Allow him to be commanded. He said, command you me. Command God today. Command him to reveal himself to you. Command him to watch over his blessings that he said he will bless you down to the thousand generations. For those who love him and for those who hate him, he will curse down to the tenth generation. Allow God to minister to your soul and to show up in you so that those who know you will be able to tell that you spent time with the Most High. Allow God to begin to shape and mold your countenance with good character, good conduct. Iwa Pelu. Allow God to let the ancestors speak to you. Iba ye ye, iba ba ba. Iba igungun, iba igungun, iba ye ye baba. Allow God to let the ancestors minister to you and through you, knowing that we have the same attribute. There is but only one essence of God, which stems inside of all beings, even in human beings. Allow God to show up to you and show you that he knows your beginning from your end. Call on the Romulus. Ask the Romulus to reveal your divinity, your destiny. What is your destiny? Oh, Romulus was in at the inception of your being. He knows your beginning from your end. Call on a Romulus. Oh, Romulus is the father of the African. He will reveal your purpose to you as you begin to divine over your situation. Allow God's good grace, which is sufficient, to cover all of the multitudes of sin today. Allow God's grace to be sufficient in your home, in your job, in your everyday life. Now breathe with me, taking deep breaths. Breathing out, frustration. Breathing in, calmness, relaxation. Quiet yourself with me now as we go into deep meditation. Hear the ancestors calling. They're calling you from Timbuktu. Hear the ancestors calling you. They're calling you from Egypt. Hear the ancestors calling you to come to pray. To Kakadu. The ancestors calling you to the step pyramid, going back home now. See the ancestors working, laboring on one accord. See the family together, united. Visualize with me, taking this time to see what you want to be. Be like a Shulamite woman believing. looking for things that you can't see. Visualize with me. You are whole and you are free. You have a will and you allow yourself to be put into the trance as God begins to minister to your soul. Use your will. Use your ability. Pressing God forward and allowing your higher self to reveal itself. Are you whole now? Are you free? You must tell yourself, I am whole and I am free.
Walk quickly and briskly and go into the sanctuary.
The address was a waiter. 2x2 and 4x4, we go into the sanctuary. Lord, please make me a sanctuary. A sanctuary that's tried and true. Lord, make me a sanctuary today, so I will be the caller to prayer. Lord, please make me a sanctuary. Going into the sanctuary, ladies and gentlemen, taking your seat, children in the rear, elders in the front, bringing up the rear as the children come in. Take your seats, children, and be quiet. No, we're not singing Kwanzaa. Take your seat. Take your places. Hurry, go into the sanctuary. We must start now. The sanctuary doors are closing. Take your places. Be seated, please. Thank you. Now that we're in the sanctuary, and we can begin the process of talking about the topic and subject of today, the physical observance for the initiates. I'd like to read you a little bit more. As I indicated to you earlier, that we do have God's essence. And God had a reason for creation. He needed man to know expression. He needed to have different perspectives from different shades of light. All men not being equal, but being different in their character, shining a different hue and color through. So therefore he chose man to know experience through. But each man being different in their character so he could have a different experience. We are allowing God to see life through our eyes because we cooperatively work with God on one accord. That is why God can see through our eyes. He will not come down here to take over the issues of man, but his experience will be known through you and I. And as we give him a glimpse of glory, we want to make sure it's the best life that we've lived so that he will know experience in the best of way. And the best of us call no more. African concept, no more. We have to let the concept of the doggone people prevail and understand that God wants to know experience through all of his children. Therefore, he gave us dominion over this world. He did not say he would take over and subdue anything. He asked us to subdue the land. Initiates, are you ready to talk about the physical observance for initiation? We're talking about the training of you properly in the area of the forces, the life forces. Let's begin by talking about the three types of men. God created three types of men, says the Africans, and it's written here on page 115 in the Medinet 2. And he says the three types of men are, we saw in the preceding chapters, he said, that the tree of life is not a list of faculties and relationships. It is a tool for thinking about life, for understanding ourselves, for guiding the process of developing ourselves. Using the tree of life as a guide, we are able to see that the differences in moral, spiritual, mental capacities between people can be classified into three types of people. Following the division of the spirit, the three types of people have been designated as the Ba, or the Asa man, the Ab man, and finally the Asu man. Each of these types carry out the same function in the life through different spirits according to their levels of evolution, spiritual development. The following illustration will demonstrate that by making it clear for you, ladies and gentlemen. And Ron and Efo has so conveniently broken down the Ba or the Asa man sphere and the Ab sphere and the Su man sphere. Now he goes on to say the energy dynamic is in the Ba man. And
There's tension in Gab for the Sioux man, and the tension is seeking happiness. So that man has not risen to the level of spirituality like the Ba man. He goes on to say the identity of the Ba man exemplifies the Asa, divine self. And the Ab man talks about Heru, the individuality. And the Su man, he begins to talk about the Asa person. Now, Tahuti is representation by wisdom, ladies and gentlemen, and he shows up very clearly in the Asa man. But in the Ab man, there is Maya abstracted theories. He goes on to say that the Sabah man has Sebek, and we talked about Sebek is a representation of death, decaying, something that's coming to an end, the concrete intelligence. As we go on, the Asa man, it goes on to say that accomplishes through the sector spirit of power. And the Ba man goes to talk about the Tahuti forces and the Heteru imagination in the Asa and the Sop man. Now, what this is all saying is that there are three different stages that we go through, one being more spiritual and the other two being less spiritual. What our whole objective is as initiates, ladies and gentlemen, is to take the physical man and to observe what happens during the initiation as we go through the life forces. Just what are the life forces? Some of you may have had an opportunity to learn about life forces. We know that our airways for respiratory is our life force. If you take away the airwave of the oxygen, and if you ward off the oxygen for a period of time and there's no oxygen that is freely flowing to the brain, you can begin to experience brain damage. Well, if you take the oxygen away from the life force, you can literally take the life away from the person, and EMI will show up, the rattling of death. Life forces are very, very important. We know that there are arteries in our body that can take away our life forces when they're shut off. We want to increase our life forces. We want to give ourselves the opportunity of having more life forces so that we have the ability to continue to exist. Now, there's a life force when of creation, and also in the inception of any birth, such as a butterfly's birth, is a life cycle. Taking the butterfly from the egg, the embryo, all the way to developing into a full-blown fetus and living off the substance of the mother's blood. And life forces there are very fragile. If mother does not properly handle herself in a manner that she doesn't cut off the life forces or cut off the food supply, she could take the life forces away from her unborn child. Or that butterfly could take the life forces away from her unborn butterfly. But as you know, the life cycle for a butterfly is lived inside of a cocoon. What we want to understand is that what are the life forces? The life forces is the breath of life that God has given us. God has given us his breath. He breathed life into our loins. So we have his essence, and that is a life force. So when we speak, there is force and life behind our words. And as we understand that there are life forces all around us, life forces without the head, there is no life. If the head is taken off the shoulders, the life forces are immediately gone. The body cannot operate without the life forces of the respiration. You have arterial blood gases and you have venous blood. The arterial blood has all of the oxygenated in the blood. It has life in it. It reveals the pure cycle of the life forces. There's life there. You can measure the life in the arterial blood gases. However, in the venous blood, most of the venous blood is where it's filtered and it's death there. You would see sector setting in because that blood is usually putrefied. Now, God found us putrefied in our own blood. We were putrefied, it says in the mutilated Christian Bible. Now, this is not according to only. This is in the Bible. You can read this. This is in the King James Version and the NIV, that God found us putrefied in our own waste. We were deteriorating and we were starting to fall apart. But he spoke life into us in order to bring back the life forces. He did not want to see man die or to deteriorate through sector. So he breathed life into our loins and gave us the breath of life. One of the life cycles is that you will have all the substance, such as oxygen, to breathe, whereas with your carbon dioxide, you are breathing out the life forces that have actually had all the life taken out of them, and it becomes excess. It becomes excess so that the life forces will not be in the deteriorated venous blood. Now, the arterial blood gases show you how much oxygen one has in their lungs, how well they are taking in the life forces. It also shows you if there's any obstruction in the body. This can be measured with tools and apparatuses in a laboratory through a technician. You can see it right before your very eyes what happens to the life forces. Now, I want to talk to you about that's the physical observance that we see. But I told you before, there is also a supernatural life force that you can't see, where the person is slowly decaying in their spiritual mind and the life forces have been taken away from them, but it does not reveal that to you in the forces of the physical. You can't see it with the naked eye. But those who are experiencing a death of the spirit know that it exists. They become listless. They have a loss of words, unattentive, lack of interest in sexual activities, lack of interest in even feeding the spiritual body and physical body, a lack of interest in oneself and appearance, a lack of interest in hygiene, a lack of interest in pursuit of happiness, a lack of interest. Death is setting in, ladies and gentlemen. Sector is showing up. The life cycles are beginning to dwindle. But when we apply the life forces of oxygen, when God saw us putrefied and he applied the life forces of oxygen, the putrefaction immediately changed. The blood flowing in with the blood immediately gave oxygen to the cells, so the skin perked up. The body had life in it. The forces were available. The frequency waves began to become vibrative again. The life forces should not ever be cut off. But you say, Omi, how does one cut off the life forces of someone who's walking around in the physical still living? We cut off the life forces by not giving them the word. As God said that his word would not dwell with you always. So now is the time to adhere to gaining the word. Because if you are lacking in the word, your eyes will become jaundiced. Your body will become listless. Your desires will be overtaken. You'll be walking around in the physical with the heartbeat and living in the natural physical realm. But in the spiritual realm, you'll be dying inside. Something called decay will be setting up early, an early decaying of the body. It will become putrefied and atrophy will set in. The same thing happens when you don't use a limb or don't use the body parts and you sit around in the same spot for a long time. Arthur and Ritus shows up in the physical. And you know who Arthur and Ritus is. Those joints and muscles won't begin to bend anymore. But this happens supernaturally when the body goes into rest and all it wants to do is go into a fetal position. when all it wants to do is go into a fetal position because now you want to sleep all day because you have lost your desire. The life forces are leaving you, and you are in the process of getting in a fetal position because now death can set in if you do not find a way to breathe life back into the situation. We ask you if you would like life to be breathed back in you today. We ask you if you want life to permeate your body today. We also ask you, ladies and gentlemen, do you need a life cycle infusion? Because the life cycle and the forces are not only found when a woman gives birth to a child, but we have new beginnings when we decide to change our lifestyle. The new life forces kick in. You don't walk the same way you used to walk. You walk a little blissful, and you walk a little hurried. Whereas that slowfulness that you once had in mannerism, you let that go and you let it die to self. And you begin to create the life cycles to lift yourself out of the state. There are young men and women all over who have given up on life, who have lost their life forces and looking for a way to regenerate. What regenerates men and women, ladies and gentlemen, is the word. The word, the true spoken word, will give life to a situation and regenerate the life forces so that their limbs are working again. They're using those cartilages so that their eyes are seeing clear and their voices are a lot stronger. We don't want to kill off the life forces by taking away the truth and giving a purpose for one's life. You must seek out your purpose, ladies and gentlemen. You must find your divinity in all that you do. Know what your calling was here on this earth. And allow God to see in multicolors through your life. And give him the best life you can give him. Because remember, he gave you dominion over this earth and allowed you to have vision and to prosper. Whatsoever is above is below. He is seeing through your eyes. So be mindful of the fact he should not be seen out of a jaundiced eye. He should not be seen out of one eye who is given up and there is no life forces moving. The life forces, when a person is taken to the morgue, the life forces are the window. The vibration no longer has a frequency, the morgue thinks. But there is a bit of life still left in the melanin in the body that vibrates, and they call it EMI. EMI vibrates, and that's the life force. When EMI comes out of you, EMI escapes the body because it wants to have the spirit free. This is a life force that you want to hold on to. Ladies and gentlemen, you can't save the body if you want to once the life force goes out. When a person takes a bullet to the head or to the body cavities, the life force sometimes immediately goes out of the person. But you can renew yourself. You can renew yourself in the spirit realm when you have lost the desire. This is what I'm asking you to take the time to renew your spirit, renew your life forces, and regenerate yourself, neophytes. Regenerate yourself, and when you regenerate yourself, you will begin to see life in a different viewpoint from a different color rose glasses. You can transition yourself to a higher force as you go up the tree of life. Go up the tree of life now and come into new consciousness. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to thank you for going on this trip with Omi. I'd like to thank you for being a part of this segment. And ladies and gentlemen, our time is up now, and we would like to go out of here singing and dancing. Nishias, get ready tomorrow because we're going to come in here and talk about some homework. But we're going to dance it up tomorrow because tomorrow is Friday. And you know how Omi likes to kick it off on Friday. And I say to you, Baba Booey to you, y'all, and O Double.